We kick off hour number two of the program. You don't even know what this is, do you?
That's how you tell if somebody's cultured or not. You play this song.
Mad Men? I don't know.
Sopranos.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Eesh. Yikes.
It was even in that Super Bowl commercial. With Meadow.
I am Meadow. Where are
you? You don't know Meadow?
No.
Golly.
She is so cute.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Where she was driving the son around and.
Yeah. Anthony.
You know, Meadow Tony got ugly AJ. There for a little stretch in Sopranos.
Easy.
Did she?
Yeah. Then she got it back in the later years.
Okay.
Well, they can't all be Marissa Tomei. Maybe they should be. Nate, have you been keeping up with SEC spring meetings?
No, I haven't really seen anything coming out of there. Is there something big, new? They hashing out the schedule or what?
Allegedly. We were absolutely correct. Kentucky does not want to play nine because Louisville every year.
Yeah, such a tough matchup.
Other coaches don't really seem to care. Alabama doesn't want to play nine because they've got, what, Texas? Or, no, they had Texas. Notre Dame. I think I saw this earlier. They got a lot of out-of-conference games coming up, and they don't want to make their schedule too tough by going tonight. Alabama, upcoming home-and-home series, Wisconsin, Florida State, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. That's all between 2024 and 2030.
Okay.
Saban says if we go to nine games, we'll have to unwind that.
It's kind of funny. It's work. Yeah, we got
to. Well, he said he always wanted to play more SEC games because a few years ago it was really hard to get teams to schedule Alabama.
Yeah.
But now that he's got those teams willing to play Alabama, he does not want the additional conference game.
Goodness gracious.
What does Josh Heupel want?
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, I don't. We were one of the teams on the fence, right?
Like, yeah, well,
like, make us an offer.
I think at first we thought that was an actual, like, sources say, but then it was, I think we decided it was just more what these teams should want, not so much what they actually do. And some of that lined up, but obviously some of it didn't. But I mean, are they coming out of this like with a plan for the schedule?
Not necessarily, no.
Hurry up and wait.
Well, teams that want nine, they want nine because then they get to keep, you know, three kind of rivalry games.
Right.
But if you go to eight, you're getting obviously one game, but then you're playing everybody
every other year.
So, or every other year, however they decide to do it.
What do you mean every other year?
Well, like, wouldn't you play?
It's every other year.
Are you sure?
Yep.
So, okay, no, that's right, yeah. Unless they went, like, we're going to invert your schedule these 2 years and then these 2 years, but that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Kirby Smart called the schedule conversation the most overrated conversation in the world.
Okay, Kirb.
Eli Drinkwitz.
I mean, are we going to play Alabama every year or every other year? That's a pretty big damn deal for Tennessee.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can overrate that. I mean, I guess you can overrate it, but it's definitely not way overrated.
Well, it's
Georgia, you going to play Florida every year or every other year? You going to play, I mean, who else with their other team? Is Georgia going to be with Florida? Is that going to be their SEC, their one?
It seems like it. But then I don't know, because then you're going to lose the Deep South's oldest rivalry,
so
which is kind of sad.
You're going to play all, yeah. You're literally going to take away what your fan base calls the South's oldest rivalry. And that's overrated. He's such a just prima donna.
Well, you win a couple of titles, you get to run those gums a little bit.
It's just annoying.
A&M and Georgia have played once since A&M joined the SEC in 2012.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
He does like the 4 years you play everybody home and away, which is good. He said, I get the traditional rivalries. You have three, you have two, you have one, you have this, you have that, but you guys need something to write about bad when you start talking about traditional rivalries.
So he just doesn't care. He's just new age Kirby, just burning it all down. I mean, it's weird because in a way
he's being a little sanctimonious for me.
Well, in a way he is a disruptor because, you know, Georgia wasn't, like, they weren't like a blue blood. They were always that team that, you know, yep, they got talent, but they'll never, you know, they rarely put it together.
Like sleeping giant for a while, yeah. But they'd always stub their toe when they shouldn't.
So now that he's done something there, it's, look at me, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't, if people don't care, okay, fine. We'll play Vandy every year.
I think people do care, but just depends on how much. Like, yeah, there's two or three games I'd really love to keep, but I don't know.
I mean, I guess if the schedule is more rotational with I don't know. It's a balancing act, right? Like, if you only play eight games but you're rotating more teams, does that balance out the fact that playing nine games is an extra game that helps us know who's a better team or not within the conference? But maybe that's bad because you're having to play the same three teams every year, and that really imbalances the schedule for some teams over others.
Well, it's like I said last week. I think in a way having a little bit of that ambiguity at the end of the year helps the SEC potentially get more teams into the playoff, which is ultimately what Greg Sankey wants anyway. Especially if the deal's already been cut for eight-game schedules, and he probably has to kind of like show off the new...
Mm-hmm. Just feels like with eight... I don't know. It feels like either way, though, with this many teams, you might get some weird stuff happening, but I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Did you see Nick Saban took a shot at Southern Cal, Texas, and Texas A&M for the amount of money they're spending on NIL?
No, I didn't. What'd he say?
He said, you think this is parody? Saying it wasn't. Mm-hmm. He said, the amount of money they're spending, it hasn't hit yet. What are you willing to spend? Poor.
Mm. Dad.
That's got to just be a principle thing. Like, he really probably doesn't care what the kids are making. He just doesn't like the fact that he's getting outspent.
You're right, right.
Because for him, he probably doesn't want to overpay or to be kind of aligned with that way of thinking. But it kind of is what it is. And everyone, of course, made a really good point. You know, he was bragging about Bryce Young making $1 million a year. But now that other people are paying, you know, the same or more, it's not okay anymore. It's not parody. I love that he's always so good at this. Oh, it's about player safety. Oh, it's about parody. No, it's all about self-preservation, you punk.
Mm-hmm.
I give him credit. Jonah Hill has been cast as Superman in James Gunn's Superman Legacy.
All right. Jonah Hill. Okay.
That's what I always think of. I always look at him and think Superman.
I mean, isn't it going to drive Kirby Smart nuts when, you know, Tennessee doesn't have to play Georgia in a year, ends up with one loss to whoever, you know, Oklahoma, and got to play Vandy? Instead of, you know, Florida, and we finish ahead of them in the standings, and we're headed to Atlanta as the 2 seed, and he's at home as the 3. Is that not?
Yeah, and then they'll just completely switch their horse and make a different argument for why the schedule's unfair, even though they're going to be getting exactly what they want.
I mean, I don't know how you pick 2 teams for a conference championship game out of 16 teams anyway, when you're only playing 8 games.
I don't disagree.
I mean, if anything, we should just split the conference into 2 halves and just go 7 conference games. play two other teams from the other half that just don't even count if you want to.
Mm.
Like, just say, here's your seven mandatory SEC games. If you want to play eight, play eight. If you want to play nine, play nine. But these seven perfect round robin count, and the winner of each half plays each other in Atlanta.
So you would want conference games that don't count for conference standings?
Sure. It'd be more fair.
I mean, it's still going to count in the grand scheme of rankings and
yeah, your
committee
postseason.
And all
yeah,
that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I wonder how many...
Here's your seven.
But
play
realistically,
seven.
How many schools would sign up for that? Like, if Georgia was like, we're only playing the seven, and then Tennessee came out and Danny White's like, well, we're going to play nine every year. Like, you're putting yourself at a competitive disadvantage.
Well, I mean, the teams that are only playing seven still have to schedule someone else for their other stuff, so they
right, but they could go schedule Ball State.
Yeah, they could. It'd be a getting into the playoff type of thing. Like, mm-hmm. build your schedule however you want.
Like, I mean, would you be mad if Tennessee was like, we'll play nine?
Would you favor a...
Well, it depends on who you play. You get to pick who you play on the other side.
Mm.
Would you favor a Tennessee team over a Georgia team? Let's say a Georgia team. Let's say they do the seven games. They have one loss. Tennessee, they do nine games. They have two losses. Let's say they play Ole Miss and Arkansas. Would you favor that for a playoff ranking over a Georgia team who played the seven and then went out and got like a Kent State and a Southern Miss or somebody?
I mean, just be two different conversations. One, you're trying to win. You're trying to go 7-0 in your half of the SEC so you can make it to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then there's your body of work for your NCAA resume. Play whoever you want. Essentially, it would be like having two eight-team conferences separate that play for a championship before the playoff. I mean, that's what they were doing before, except they just counted all the games.
Don't you? It is kind of a bad look, though, when all the other conferences are playing nine and we stick with eight.
True.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it gives off it's a little bit weak to me.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it comes from a position of weakness, which we all know isn't true because the SEC is the best conference. But it's like double-edged sword of, yeah, it is the best. It's the strongest top to bottom, which is why playing extra games really hurts our chances. But if everyone else is doing it, I don't know. Also, what's the number? Because I don't have like a crystal ball, obviously, but like, I don't think we're going to be necessarily done with expansion once Texas and Oklahoma get here.
If you play eight games, counting, I guess, you know, you count yourself, that's nine. You're still only playing, you're playing half the league.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody plays half the league and then just whoever went undefeated, it's in Atlanta. You have years where three teams are undefeated?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, at what point do you have to think about potentially going to, like, three teams or four teams?
You can't now that they expanded the playoff. I think when you had a four-team playoff,
I think
you
so
could
too.
Have, but
I think
you
so
can't
too.
Now. That's why it's stupid.
Because that would have been a pretty easy fix. You know, if you have three undefeated teams, like, okay, well, the higher overall ranked, you're going to get a first round bye. These two teams are going to play. 2 weeks off, you'll play again.
16, you could have had four teams make it every year.
I know.
Pods
yeah,
or
just
whatever.
Do. Yeah, I know.
But now with 12 teams getting in, there's no point. I mean, honestly, what would make the most sense if you were just starting from scratch would be to have no SEC championship game anymore.
But, I don't disagree
with
that.
But they're not going to do that because that's just a big money grab.
Right.
But if they use the SEC championship game as an extra game for everybody, you could go to nine.
Are you saying like you would play like one and two play, three and four play, like everyone kind of plays that one extra game on the final day of the year? Or
no.
finals?
No, that'd be a different way to do it.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
See, I didn't hate that idea. Because that way your last game, you're kind of paired with someone who's in the standings where you are-ish.
No, I was saying just play non-SEC, you know, everybody plays 13. You play non-SEC games. You still have room for Nick Saban's games he's already scheduled. And you just, whoever has the best SEC record at the end of the year, and you can even have ties, just crown them SEC champs and then move on to the playoffs.
Yep.
But no one wants to do that. I mean, everybody likes to go to Atlanta if you're a fan, get the money if you're, you know.
Sankey.
Yeah. And the schools. So, But I mean, it's weird that we're going to crown a champion out of 16 teams, but you're only going to play half of those teams during the season.
Yeah.
And then you might have a rematch. So there's 16 teams in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the teams that just happen to play each other this year are then going to play again in Atlanta because they just the way the schedule. I mean, some weird stuff's going to happen. But I don't know. Maybe it won't be that weird. Because, I mean, weird stuff could happen with the current scheduling, and most of the time it doesn't because really there isn't that much parity in college football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like the how many times has that happened?
But the difference is right now you're put into a half, right? Like mm-hmm. Mississippi State is always compared to Alabama right now, always.
Yeah.
With this new schedule, every year could kind of be different.
Yeah, I agree.
But I guess everybody's schedule's the same 1 year, like an even or odd.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to make the schedule, and we're going to look at it and be like, oh, well, here we go. On even years, we got no chance because of this. On odd years, it's a better chance. Everybody's schedule is going to be have
weighted.
Some weird
yeah.
imbalance
yeah.
to it. And some people are going to love it, hate it. I don't think the coaches think through these things enough.
That's a pretty good point. You wonder how far ahead they look. And then once they set the schedule, like how willing are they going to be to tweak it after, say, the first 4 year? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's mm-hmm. say we go through the first 4 year cycle, and it's like, well, you know, some weird things have been going on here, and man, Tennessee's schedule is really, really easy, and LSU's is really, really hard. Maybe we could flip flop a game or two between, you know, LSU and Georgia and Tennessee and Auburn, whatever, to try to balance them out a little bit. Because do you trust the SEC to try to make this thing as fair as possible? Because I don't.
Yeah, no.
But the good thing is you're going to have to play everybody in 2 years, a two-year stretch, which is, I think, very, very good. But, like you said, between home and away and where it falls on the schedule, I still think there's room for some issues.
Hmm. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Auburn, Alabama, Vanderbilt. That could be your East. Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, Arkansas, Missouri, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. That's your West. Play your 7 games, and then play whoever you want from the other side. Doesn't count towards the standings. There, done.
Nailed it.
Like I don't. I mean, do we even want to play any of those other teams? We can just do it for fun, but like for Tennessee, it's fine. We don't need any of those. It's not like I'm looking at the schedule like, golly, we don't get to play Missouri this year. We don't get to play Texas A&M. Like Tennessee doesn't need to play Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Missouri, Arkansas, LSU, Texas, or Oklahoma for it to feel like an SEC schedule. We can play Vanderbilt, Alabama, Auburn, South Carolina, Kentucky, Georgia, and Florida every single year. We go 7-0, we're in Atlanta. Easy peasy. You wanna grab Oklahoma once out of 4 years? Fine. You wanna play LSU because, you know, that's whatever? Great. Who cares? I've never looked at the schedule like, oh, glad we got Mississippi State this year. That one, I've always looked forward to that Starkville battle, you know? Like, no. I mean, hell, most of those teams used to be in the Southwest Conference anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should just go back to that. Just name it the Southwest and the Southeast.
Could. The Big South. Oh, wait.
No, that's no. Taken.
I know, Hickman, that was the joke.
We'll come back with more.
The Bigger South.
The Biggest South
The Biggest
ever.
South Conference. Boom.
The Big 16. Let's go. What are we doing, Adam Hickman?
Hey, it's a theme day, you know?
Yeah, but... All right, whatever. Like, do we even need these teams to be in the same conference, Chris?
I'm sorry?
I mean, Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, Arkansas, Missouri, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. That's one conference. And then Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Auburn, Alabama, Vanderbilt. That's another conference. Let's just play 7. Easy. does like it's the only ones I can think of is, I mean, Arkansas came into the league in the early 90s. They're not like old school SEC.
I mean, feel like Arkansas has earned it though. I mean, they're an SEC team.
I guess Alabama, LSU, that's been a thing. So are they going to miss that one?
Brian Kelly did say he would hate to lose that game
every year. So he's going to lose it. So,
but he lose it on the schedule, obviously.
So if they go to 9, they could keep it.
Right.
But Saban doesn't want that.
No. But I think everyone realizes that Auburn and Alabama are going to play every year. Like, that's the one.
Sure. Yeah. And then, the two Mississippi schools, do they, I guess it'll feel weird for them not to play Auburn or Alabama.
Yeah, but they also have to play each other every year. Like, that has to be a game.
Right.
The Egg Bowl.
Sure.
If the game has a name, do you have to keep it?
Well, in my little scenario here, they're still together. I mean, they're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're just going to do the 7+1, then why not just keep it an East and West thing and then just play your one? So in this scenario, I've got Auburn and Alabama together. So that doesn't have to be their cross divisional because they're now in the same division. Same thing with Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Yeah, in this scenario, right, if you're doing
so, like, you could just schedule it this way, and we could still determine a champion as an East and West, which makes a whole lot more sense than having just
Yeah, but they don't want divisions anymore.
But they're scheduling like they do.
Right.
This is the dumbest. This is the problem with college football, because everyone has a vested interest for their team.
Which is natural. I get that. But you said it earlier, like, if they could just start from scratch and blow it all up, they could get this right.
Right.
But not everyone would agree that it's right. But it would be the most right and accurate way to do it. But by blowing it up and starting over, people would say, oh, wait. But we wanted that. You're going to have people complaining no matter what.
It's like they said, well, we have to do away with divisions because we're going to have 16 teams.
Right.
And so the writers, the bloggers said, okay, 16 teams. You're doing away with divisions. Well, that means you got to play an extra game. You can't determine a champion out of 16 teams without splitting it, all 16, unless you're playing 9 games. Oh, what's the best way to do 9 games? Oh, well, you could play 3 teams. That keeps your rivalries, and then you could rotate the rest. And they came up with the whole thing. And now the coaches, always late to the party because they're,
got to recruit like shaving. Better do it every day or somebody will notice.
The glorified gym teachers that they are now looking at this going, wait a minute, we already got some teams scheduled, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're going to only play 8, you might as well go back to 2 8-team divisions where you play your 7 and then just play your 1. I mean, that one could just rotate, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could actually just rotate the out-of-division game. Or you can make it a permanent and never play those other teams, which would actually, to me, make more sense. I mean, we've never thought about it that way because it's almost sounds stupid, but I would rather play Florida every year than to play Florida every other year and have to rotate through Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Texas A&M, Missouri, Arkansas, Texas. I mean, I would like to play some of those teams occasionally, but not to kill off one of our top rivals. I mean, the Tennessee-Florida game has this special brand of pain for us, but if imagine if it was 50-50 at least. Like every other year, one out of every 2 years, we get to experience the euphoria of beating the Gators. And now that opportunity is just gone because we got to play Arkansas more. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
These people are so dumb to have so much money. They're so stupid.
I think
Welcome
they like
to college football.
But I think they like that selling point of you'll play at every campus once every 4 years.
But it's a 16-team league where a lot of these teams don't even feel like
Well, no, it's like
matter.
It's like A&M Georgia. They played once since A&M got to the conference. Like, yeah, it's, you know, it's not, no. It's, I mean, I'm. It's weird.
And don't get me wrong. I know I've kind of debated both sides of this thing. Like, on the one hand, I don't really care that much about if Georgia and Auburn play every year or not. But at the same time, if I'm looking at Tennessee's football schedule, and it's got a lot of Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, A&M, Mississippi State on it, and doesn't have any Florida, Georgia, Auburn, Alabama on it, just feels really strange.
Mm-hmm.
And if they make, and are they going to make those schedules where they're like all intertwined and weird, so that, you know, we have a nice balance of these Western schools and then Eastern schools, a nice balance of home and away? Like, I, as you mentioned earlier, I have no faith that the conference will get that anywhere close to right. Maybe they will. I don't know. But,
well, you can't get it right for everybody. You just can't.
That's true.
So you're going to look at the schedules and say, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Wait a minute. What? Mississippi State gets what every other year? Is this a joke?
Mm-hmm.
There was also the argument of, by adding the ninth game, you're guaranteeing one more loss on the schedule for half your conference. And then in the eyes of college football, that would weaken the perceived value of the conference. Because if that was an out-of-conference game and teams got to pick, let's say out of those 16, you win 13. Well, if you go conference games, it's going to be 8-8. Can't tie. So there's
it's
an extra,
actually a pretty good selling point.
That's an extra five losses for the conference.
I mean, the Big Ten uses it the other way. They're like, we play nine games and look how good we are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the SEC, you're already pretty much the best conference. You can just play that argument. We play it's the toughest slate in all of college football.
And I think the fear there is that at the end of a given season, let's say it's Tennessee, right? I mean, if we keep it personal, it makes a little bit more sense to see both sides. Tennessee, on the ninth game, they're 7-1, and then that extra game that year just happens to be a road trip to Oklahoma, and you lose it. Now, instead of representing the East, you're out, and you maybe fall one spot below the playoff rankings. Boy, it would have been nice if the Oklahoma game had been, well, I keep using Ball State, but yeah, Ball State or Akron.
But if I look at it as a whole conference thing, I'm never getting more than nine teams in the playoff, or I'm never getting more than eight teams in the 12-team playoff anyway. So my eight best teams that Saturday are winning the game.
Right, but
theoretically.
Theoretically, but the fear is that couple of upsets happen, and all of a sudden you flip the entire conference on their head going into, well, and obviously that extra crazy game is not going to be like the final game of the season every year. It just depends on where it gets slotted that year. Well, and then who the permanent opponents would be.
This is the whole problem with their planning. Like, no one planned this out very well. Because if you wanted to keep it only eight games, they should add two more teams.
Mm.
And then you just play everyone every other year.
Yeah.
If you want to do that. This should be an 18-team league. Right? Is the math check out on that? Or do we just need to add one team? It's got to be an even number.
Does it? I mean, if you're playing eight games, that means you would need 16 other opponents over 2 years. So it really, 17 is the number, which is really weird to think.
Yeah, they should have added one more team. But they don't think about this crap.
No, they don't.
Let Vanderbilt float around and just play whoever they want to and let that be a freebie for everybody.
or go steal
Florida State.
Yeah, I mean.
But I mean, you're still. It's still
Florida would hate that.
It still seems dumb to play half the league and be like, yep, this is our best team. It's like, really? Because they only played half the league.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They went undefeated. Wait a minute. They didn't play any of the good teams.
But at least then you would get to settle it on the winner of the,
what they already played.
I know.
They did not. They're never intentional with this stuff. Because Sankey doesn't have, and I don't think it'd be good if he had more power, but he doesn't have enough power to just say, this is the way it is. Deal with it, Nick Saban. Deal with it, Kirby Smart. It's this whole thing where he has to make them feel like they were part of the process. but not really. And so we just get in these weird situations. And quite frankly, the bridge schedules when they brought in A&M and Missouri were horrific.
Yeah, they were.
And you only played a team, what, twice in 12 years? Because I was thinking, I was like, man, it'd be crazy to play one of these teams once every 8 years. But, I mean, we played teams twice in 12. That's really not that much nuttier. You played them a five-year rotation and a seven-year rotation.
If I'm not mistaken, we would have only played A&M once if not for the COVID year, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Didn't we just play them down there in 2016? Like, they haven't come here outside of the COVID year. Now they do this year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how long it's taken.
Geniuses.
Not that I look at the schedule every year and think, oh, man, really wish that A&M.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you. Like, I look at... Because it's been divisions for so long, I still look at the West teams as kind of like that. They don't help, with the exception of Alabama, obviously, because that's every year. Like, I don't look at the West team every year and say, "Yep, this year's an SEC schedule."
Because
you have your own, you know, your own half of the league that makes it feel like college football to you. Yeah, like Tennessee, Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky.
I don't want
even South Carolina.
I don't want a year where our like Eastern teams are Kentucky and South Carolina because we got to play Oklahoma and Texas. That's not going to feel like an SEC schedule. Like if they don't give us Florida, if they put Florida and Georgia on the same half of our thing, like it, you know, our years, it's going to be just strange. Like, have they even tried this? Like, I'm going to be like, all right, Saban, make the schedule and let's see how well you do at it with only 8 games. Because all these bloggers have made it for 9 because that makes the most sense. Whew. All right, come back. Final segment, hour 2 next.
Hey, folks. Are you tired of long waits and outrageous prices when getting your prescriptions filled? If so, maybe it's time you try National Rx. Located on Kingston Pike in Farragut, National Rx is a locally owned, independent pharmacy that specializes in fast, exceptional service and won't price gouge no matter what. Plus, they offer online refills and free delivery. So if you're tired of getting the big box store runaround, give National Rx a call and talk to one of their expert pharmacists about how much time and money you can save by shopping local. You can stop by National Rx in West Knoxville at 11134 Kingston Pike in Farragut, right next to Wendy's. Locally owned and operated, veteran owned and operated. A true fan-run business if there ever was one. National Rx, online at nationalrx.com.
G&J Auto is East Tennessee's one-stop shop for awesome car wraps, color changes, window tints, and more. Here's Fan Run listener Kevin Miller, who won a free color change for his 1969 Ford Galaxy last year.
G&J Auto is the best. I was blown away by the work they did on my car. It far exceeded my wildest expectations. My car was light pink when I first bought it, and I wanted to change the color of it for quite a long time. Taking it to Jeff at G&J, they changed the color. Now it's blue, and it pops. The lines are beautiful. It looks amazing. They turned something that was pink and just kind of okay to really my dream car. They really went beyond expectations for me with the best customer service. I would highly recommend them for anybody who's looking to change their color of their car or get a wrap for their van, anything like that. They do outstanding work.
Take it from this satisfied Fan Run listener. When it has to be the best, it has to be G&J Auto Graphics. Visit them online at gnjauto.com.
Find a way if you open up your mind. It's gonna take some time.
Final segment, hour number 2. Man, that was loud.
Better loud than quiet, as they always say.
As they always say. All right, I got a few more thoughts on this, and then I got some interesting news out of, some Clemson writers made their picks for the regional. I want to tell you what they said coming up for baseball. But
bloodbath.
First, let's go to Jay on the Big Orange Philly phone lines. What's up, Jay? You're on 3 and out.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Morning, bud.
I'm going to talk about this schedule thing right quick, but before that, sounds like Tennessee's going to become wide receiver U again, getting a couple 5-star wide receivers.
Fingers crossed, but it sounded like it was a good visit weekend.
And then you got that four-star kid that Bama and Georgia won out of Chattanooga, wide receiver. You get all three of those kids in Heupel's offense with Nico slinging that thing around. It's going to be some fun times in Neyland.
I do love the wide receiver position.
Yeah,
got to have game changers out there.
Man, what a time. Hey, Texas and Oklahoma are going to be part of these meetings this week, right? That's what I heard. Is that correct?
They're there, but they don't have say-so. They're there. They can offer opinion. They can interject. They can, you know, they can talk and try to persuade, but they don't get a vote.
Okay. So, because I've heard if they stick at eight games, that they're only going to stick with eight games until Texas and Oklahoma actually officially join, and then Greg Sankey is getting this to nine games. And my thought is, well, what is the point of that? If Texas and Oklahoma are going to be here this week, why are you delaying the inevitable?
Well, because they're not on the schedule next year.
I know, but, I mean, I'm saying if you can't come to a nine-game agreement now, right now, agree that when they join, it's going to be the 3-6 model or whatever.
Right.
Why delay it just for a year when it sounds like, when these people are making it sound like it's going to happen either now or a year from now? I just, like...
Just kick the can?
Why not just get this over with and agree to it, I guess is what I'm saying, but...
And they may. They may do that. It is weird to see all the posturing by certain coaches and teams during this. You know, certain athletic directors are very staunch for the nine, and some want the eight anyway. Like, it's kind of weird, and you can see where everybody's, you know, bread's kind of buttered with why they'd be saying what they're saying.
Do you see any way that we stay in that game schedule? Do y'all believe that's going to happen with Texas and Oklahoma in this conference? Do you guys think that's actually possible?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, college football is so dumb. Like, they can't get out of their own way. They don't want change. That, like, bringing in Texas and Oklahoma is such a big change to begin with. Now these coaches and ADs are like, whoa, we've got these other games. Like, how are we going to change it? And if it's true that Sankey can't find a TV partner to pay them enough money for that ninth game on everybody's schedule and can't pack, it's all about packaging it and organizing it and I mean, college football makes the Titanic look quick on its feet. I mean, it just moves so slowly they'll probably will just. I mean, dude, they brought in two teams. They brought in Missouri and A&M and had to have bridge schedules just for that because they couldn't figure that part out. Like, it's you know, they're pretty smart at making a crap ton of money off of, you know, we don't have to pay taxes, university athletic programs, but they're real dumb when it comes to just basic game theory and what's, you know, how to operate things.
Agreed. Yeah, if they stay at eight, you know, the blowback is coming. We all know that. And the ACC and Big Ten and all these other conferences are going to be, you know, complaining about fairness and all this other stuff. And I want to see nine games. I from a fan's point of view, I want to see that. But to me, at the end of the day, the Big Ten and the ACC, and I don't know, the Big 12, that's such a joke conference now. They don't have a leg to stand on because, to me, it highlights how weak your conferences are, because you can play nine games and we can play eight games and still play a crap ton more better teams than you play. Like, we can still, like, Tennessee could play eight-game SEC schedule and have six or seven ranked teams on their schedule, and Clemson and Michigan can play a nine-game schedule and they maybe play two ranked teams all year long. And, I mean, it's, you know, Michigan's schedule is a joke. They play nine games this year. It is an absolute joke if you look at their schedule. Tennessee's going 11-1, 10-2 at worst this year with their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So from a competition standpoint, they are still, the SEC will still be playing more better teams. But I get, you know, nine games across the board. I get all that. Y'all take care.
Thanks, Michael. If they're going to do the eight-game schedule, don't they have to schedule it in a way where, like, I was trying to think about this. I mean, obviously every team has to have its, we play this kind of half. I know there's that one extra team you play every year, but you kind of play this half of your teams and then the other half of the teams. Mm-hmm. Once you start, once you pick a team, like we can do it coming back in hour three, we can make Tennessee's schedule. Say, okay, this will be as balanced as I can get it for Tennessee. And then let's say, or let's say you, let's say they start doing it alphabetically, right? So they do Alabama, and then they do Arkansas, and then they do Auburn. At some point, they're going to get about halfway through, three-fourths of the way through, and go, oh, crap.
Yep, exactly.
There's no way this is going to work for Texas A&M. And then it's just going to be, and scheduling is one of the things.
Then they're going to have to just piecemeal it in, and it's going to be, like, it feels like half your schedule will kind of make sense, and then everything else you'll be, what? You made what decision here? Why?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you could take where I've kind of split East and West, and you could just pick one from East and one from West, one from East and one from West, mm-hmm. and then alternate the homes and aways. But I still think you're going to get about halfway to three-fourths of the way through and go, oh, crap, now I got to move some stuff around.
Yeah.
And scheduling is one of the things that, because when you move one thing, it's a domino effect. Computers have trouble
yeah.
with scheduling. I mean, I'm sure ChatGPT could figure it out, but it's kind of annoying that they don't. I guess the most annoying thing is that with college football, there's no long-term planning and intentionality with these mm-hmm. things. It's just what will get. I guess it's just what's best for me today. You know, it's like the guy who lives in a village and he's got a, you know, hike 5 miles to get water, and then people come in and put in a hose line for him, and now he gets running water to his village, but one day he's out thirsty 2 miles from the village, and instead of just hiking the 2 miles the one time, and he stabs into his water hose mm-hmm. and drinks the water that day, because and now the village has no water tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. It's like these ADs and coaches, they just, whatever's best for me today,
that's
the only thing I care about. And who cares about the whole, like, the bigger picture or the long-term picture? It all gets sacrificed for just whatever's best today.
And then in 3 years, they'll be like, oops, sorry.
Yeah, kind of mess that up, maybe.
We're going to adjust this.
Yeah, maybe do that. I mean,
maybe that's something they could look at, like, every four-year window. Like, maybe you do make an adjustment. Because at that point, you will have already played everybody at home and away, and then maybe you do have to go back and kind of switch some stuff up every four-year window.
But I already got my hotel booked for Baton Rouge for, 2043, Chris. Like,
yeah.
I don't – jeez Louise. You wouldn't want to be in a Kentucky situation.